How we doing?
Bill, could you talk about the advantages of having a guy who can run, crack a 4-3, advantage for an offense and disadvantage for the defense, of course, specifically Fuller?
Well, as it relates to Fuller himself, I think there's a lot more than speed that goes into it with him. Obviously that's a dominant trait that he has, but the other things that he has is that he's a good route runner. Now, he's got a long way to go. I know that sounds crazy to you guys, but he's got a long way to go. I mean, he can improve in so many different areas. So if you just have a guy that can just run straight ahead and run go routes, that's one thing relative to a guy that can do that, plus, you know, have a pretty expansive route tree. That's another thing. And so that's what we're trying to work with Will.
Bill, obviously, winning the turnover battle is always important. But against Minnesota, that's kind of how they feast this year.
No question.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two big keys to this game. One is handling that environment. You know, it's going to be very loud. You could see that in the Giant game. It's a brand-new stadium, beautiful stadium, looks like. And they're playing well. They're 4-0. Their crowd is into it. So that's a big key, you know, being able to handle the noise, especially on offense. And then the other key, which is really big, is, you know, I think last time I checked, they have 12 or 13 takeaways, special teams and defense. So, you know, I think ball security is a premium. There's no doubt about it. 100% ball security has to be one of our goals, and then trying to take the ball away from them, if we can, is a big part of what we're trying to do, too.
What have you seen from Sam Bradford in terms of assimilating quickly and just making good decisions?
Yeah, he's a good player, Aaron. He's to come in when he did, which I think was basically after training camp or right near the end, and to be able to go in there and run Coach Turner's offense, that says a lot about him, and he's doing it very well. He's a very accurate passer. Very bright guy. I mean, he's an extremely accurate passer. I think that's his number one quality. And, you know, in addition to his, you know, obviously being a highly intelligent guy to be able to do what he's doing. So got a lot of respect for Sam. Have never met the guy, but just watching him play and watching how he carries himself, got a lot of respect for him.
With the opportunity that Devin still had, how tough was it for this to have to happen to him?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I actually haven't even seen him because we were waiting on a diagnosis. As soon as they diagnosed it, they went and operated on it. So, you know, I think that it's a tough thing. You know, obviously Devin being a Penn State guy and, you know, what he's gone through the past couple of years with his daughter Leah and you know, we feel for the guy, but he did a good job for us while he was here, and I'm sure he'll come back from this and play more football in this league.
How much of a boost is it to get Braxton Miller back and have him in the slot?
It's important to have, you know, it's important to have everybody healthy. You know, I think health is probably one of the keys to a successful season, and so as many guys as you can have healthy is important. And with Braxton, you know, this was a guy that was coming along pretty well and then hamstring. So coming back from the hamstring, he's got to get back into the swing of things, and looked like he was back into it today and had a decent practice.
You mentioned toughness to have CJ and Kareem doing some things out here on Wednesday after getting hurt on a Sunday. Just your thoughts on those guys?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, they're team guys. They're tough. They care about winning. They care about getting out there. They're the type of guys that, you know, missing practice kills them. You know, they don't want to see their teammates out there working while they're on the side, and they could possibly be doing something. So both those guys are good team guys.
Bill, can you talk about offensively? It seemed like this week you guys were more, it was a little more tempo. Is that just a factor of getting all the pieces together and timing over a few weeks?
It depends on the game. You know, I think that one of the things about good offensive football is getting into a rhythm. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be going ultra fast all the time, but it means that you need to get into a rhythm. Part of it, I was saying yesterday, was getting off to a good start, or Monday, I mean, getting off to a good start on the drive. You know, if you can have a positive gain to start a drive, then you're probably going to have a pretty successful drive and get into that rhythm. So as far as the tempo and how we played Tennessee, that may not be the way that we play Minnesota. Different personnel, different game plan, different defense. This is the first time we've played a 4-3 team, basically a true 4-3 team this year, which is a lot different for our players. You know, we've been seeing a lot of 3-4 and under fronts and things like that. So it's a totally different team.
Bill, you had your owner, several players led by Dwayne and other members of your organization meeting with the mayor yesterday. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think it was great. Mr. McNair – you know, set that up. And with Mayor Turner and everything that I heard happened in that meeting was very productive. You know, people, you know, really had very calm discussions coming from all different types of backgrounds. Give a lot of credit to Mayor Turner and the city of Houston. This is a, you know, obviously a one of the biggest cities in this country. I think it's the fourth largest city in the country. To be the mayor of this city is a big deal, and there's a lot of different things he has to deal with. And Mr. McNair bringing our players over there with Rick and those guys, I think, was really good.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, this is what we were hoping for him early on was him to be able to do to be productive, because in my experience, it has been very difficult for rookie receivers to really come on and be productive right away. I think there's a lot of factors to that. Number one is the guy himself, Will. He's a very bright guy, very hardworking guy. Really understands football. He's an instinctive player. He's done a good job of taking care of his body, being able to be out there at practice every day. I think the college program that he comes from, Notre Dame, trained him very well in how to practice and how to do things off the field. So I think he was very trained very well at Notre Dame. And then he came here, and Sean Ryan, George Gotze, and Brock have done a really good job with the guy of getting him going in the offense. The key is for him is to continue to improve. And to not rest on any whatever you think are laurels, not rest on any laurels, and keep trying to get better.
Bill, how can speed impact the defense if you got to worry about a guy like Fuller and his speed? What effect can that have on a defense?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on if the speed that you have on offense is being used. You know what I mean? So, like, if you have speed out there, but the guy's not getting the ball, then what good is it to have speed? So it depends on the production of the guy that has speed. And then, you know, what it does to a defense basically is dependent on what type of defense, what type of personnel they have. Do they have people that can run with this guy or these guys or whoever they are? Does it force them to change what type of cover? Does it help you in a running game? You know, do they go to more of a double coverage over that receiver where maybe that loosens up the running game for you? We haven't seen a whole lot of that yet. We've seen a lot of you know, especially last week with Tennessee, you know, trying to take Hop out of the game. And so, you know, that's what we've been seeing. We saw a lot of that last year, and we have to continue to help Hop get open, and the other guys need to continue to be productive.